Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Zayin Mishnah Vav and parak Zayin Mishnah Zayin. By way of introduction to parak Zayin Mishnah Vav, let us just take a step back for a moment to learn the halacha of Neta Revai. Neta Revai is described in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Pesukim describe for us that when we were to come into Eretz Yisrael, we would plant any type of tree that we're looking to produce fruit for our consumption, to eat various types of fruit. So in the fourth year of that tree's crops, we must take all of those fruits, bring them to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and eat them there. Now, if I have a whole slew of trees that I planted around the same time, let's say, and it's impossible in order to take all of these fruits and bring them to Yerushalayim, it's too difficult, it's too much of a burden, so you are allowed to redeem them. You can sell them wherever you live, take the money that you buy them, take that money to Yerushalayim, and then buy food there to eat in Yerushalayim. This may sound similar to some of you who ever heard of the concept of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Also, we take food to Eretz Yisrael. If it's too much of a burden, you may take that food, redeem it where you live, and bring that money to Eretz Yisrael and buy meat there instead. The question, though, of that our mission is going to deal with, is do all of the halachos of Maaser Sheni apply to Neta Revai as well? There are two halachos that, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it's going to be a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether or not those two halachos apply to Neta Revai like they do apply to Maaser Sheni. The first halacha is referred to as a chomesh, that when you redeem Maaser Sheni, take that money and bring that money to Yerushalayim, you have to add on a fifth. So let's say it's worth $100, you would have to bring $120. A fifth of 100 is 20. $120 you'd have to bring to Eretz Yisrael. You have to add on a chomesh, a fifth, to the amount of money that you're redeeming the food with. The second halacha is the halacha of biur, burning, which we often think of biur in the context of biur chametz, where you have to burn chametz right before Pesach. But there's also another halacha when it comes to biur right before Pesach, and that's the halacha of biur meiser, that if you did not properly give your trumas and meisers or your meiser sheni before Pesach, and you have all of this stuff still lying around, so in the fourth and the seventh year, you have the ability to burn your trumas and maisers, to burn your maiser sheni before Pesach. You certainly can't eat it. You didn't give it to a Kohen or a Levi. You didn't bring it to Yerushalayim in the case of maiser sheni. So you have the ability to burn it before you really should burn it, before Pesach. So the question of our Mishnah, does this addition of the Chomesh apply, and does the requirement to burn your Neta Revai apply as well? Says the Mishnah, Kerem Revai, when it comes to the fourth year of the trees in the vineyards, in the orchards, wherever they are. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Ein lo Chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Beis Shammai is of the opinion you do not have to add a fifth if you redeem them. Ve'ein lo bir, and you don't have to burn the Maaser Sheni before Pesach if you didn't already bring them to Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says Yeshlo. Beis Hillel disagrees and he says, nope, you do have to add a fifth if you redeem them, and you would have to burn them if you don't redeem them by the appropriate time. Continues the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says Yeshlo Peret. V'yeshlo olelos. The next question of our Mishnah is, does the din of peret, once again, peret is when certain grapes fall off of the cluster, olelos are certain underdeveloped clusters that belong to the poor people. So the question is, when you have peret and you have olelos as part of your clusters, does the peret and the olelos, is that also part of Neta Revai? Is that also something that you must bring to Yerushalayim or not? Says the Mishnah, Yeshlo Peret, V'yeshlo Olelos, that there is a din of Peret, and there is a din of Olelos when it comes to Neta Revai, V'hanim, Poden La'atzma, and the Anim, it belongs to the Anim, Peret and Olelos, but the Anim have to then redeem them and bring them to Yerushalayim themselves. So the Neim's responsibility, Olelos and Peret belongs to them, and therefore it's their achrayas. Ubeis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, Kulo Lagas. Beis Hillel is under the impression, Beis Hillel believes no. There's no din of peret, and there's no din of olelos when it comes to netar revai, these fruits from the tree in the fourth year. And rather, he says, kula lagatz, take all of it, all the grapes, bring them to the wine press, and you're going to make them into wine. Bring that wine to Yerushalayim. So according to Beis Shammai, there is a din of peret, there is a din of olelos when it comes to Netar Revai in the fourth year, but according to Beis Hillel, there is no din of Olelos or Peret when it comes to Netar Revai. You should take all of it to the wine press and then bring that wine to Yerushalayim. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Kerem Shekulo Olelos, says the Mishnah. A vineyard that is completely olelos, it is full, every single cluster of grapes is an olelos, is underdeveloped. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, lebal habayis. It belongs to him. That because the only time that the din of olelos applies is when you have some that are developed, that belongs to the bal habayis, and some that are underdeveloped, that belongs to the poor people. When every single cluster, says Rabbi Eliezer, is underdeveloped, then all of it belongs to the owner, all of it belongs to the farmer. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, lo aniyim, no. Even if every single cluster is underdeveloped, it would still belong to the poor people, it would still belong to the aniyim. Now we're going to see the machlokas in action. Where do they have their opinions? Oh, this is often what we'll see in the Gemara, but there is no Talmud Bavli on Mesechas Peah. There's only Yerushalmi. So here we're going to have a little bit of an insight into where they get their opinions from. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, and I was going to explain why he assumes that if there is a orchard, if there's a section of grapes, which is all olelos, which are all underdeveloped, why they belong to the Baal HaBayis. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Kisiv Tzor, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze, when you harvest your grapes, when you are getting your grapes ready, Lo Se'olel, when that is the case, Lo Se'olel, then you have to have the olelos, and you can't take, the farmer can't take them if they are olelos. But says the Mishnah, Im Ein Batzir, if there's no harvest, if there's no real clusters, then Minayin olelos, then there is no olelos. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that because it says Kisiftor, that when you harvest, but here there's nothing to harvest because they're all underdeveloped. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you have a section of in your orchard which are all olelos, they belong to the Baal HaBayis, not the poor people. Continues the Mishnah. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, V'char mecha lo se'ola. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kedosh, and there are two places where it discusses the din of olelos, one in Parshas Kisete, but the next one in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Torah says, V'char mecha lo se'olel. And your orchard, lo se'olel, you cannot take the olelos, you can't take those underdeveloped clusters. Afilu kulu olelos, the implication of the psukim is that even if they're all olelos, at the end of the day, you can't take anything that is olelos. Im kain, if so, lama namar kisiftar lo se'olel. Rabbi Akiva wants to know, if this is so, that you can never take olelos, even if they're all olelos, then why does it say, kisiftar, in Parshas Kisetze, it says that when you harvest the grapes, lo se'olel, you can't take olelos. Says the Mishnah, ein la'aniyim ba'olelos kodim habatir. Simply teaching the aniyim that you don't get the olelos, you don't receive these underdeveloped cluster of grapes before the harvest, before the season where the grapes are supposed to ripen. So you have to wait until then. But certainly, if, according to Rabbi Akiva, if they're all underdeveloped grapes and clusters of grapes in the orchard, then it would belong to the aniyim, because after all, the aniyim get all of the olelos. Quick review. Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav discussed the halach of netar revah machloksim, two machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding is there a chomesh or not, is there beer or not, and that was one machlokas, and the second machlokas was whether or not peret and olelos apply, the din of peret and olelos apply when it comes to netar revah. Then we moved on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin, which discussed the case where all of the clusters in the orchard are olelos, machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, do they go to the Baal HaBayis or do they go to the aniyim? And we saw their machlokas is based on how they read the psukim, how they understand the psukim in Parshas Kisetze, in Parshas Kedoshim. Have a great day.